This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday Israel has no intention of permanently occupying Gaza.
Our goal is to rid Gaza of Hamas terrorists and free our hostages. Once this is achieved, Gaza can be demilitarized and de-radicalized.
Israel had said this week it was planning to begin drawing down troops, but the fighting appears to be as intense as ever, especially in the southern and central areas where Israeli forces launched ground advances last month. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Turkey this month arrested dozens of people accused of spying for Israel. The highly publicized arrests are seen as a warning to Israel to not target Palestinians in Turkey, after Israel warned it would target anyone involved in the October 7th attack. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish authorities raided dozens of homes in early January in a major operation targeting alleged spy rings run by Israel's Mossad intelligence service. The raids came after Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned of serious consequences should Israel try to hunt down members of the Palestinian militant group Hamas in Turkey. Israel has not commented on the arrests, but Israeli military leaders and government ministers are vowing to track down those involved in Hamas's October 7 attack on Israel, wherever they reside. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
The UN Security Council on Wednesday demanded Yemen's Houthis immediately end attacks on ships in the Red Sea and cautioned against escalating tensions, while implicitly endorsing a U.S.-led task force that had been defending the vessels from the Houthi attack.